Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As we were reporting earlier on, a bridge in the city of Baltimore in the United States has entirely collapsed into the Patapsco River after being hit by a container ship. The Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace has been speaking to the media in the last couple of minutes. Here's some of what he had to say.
We were able to remove two people from the water. One individual refused service and refused transport. Essentially, that person was not injured. However, there was another individual that's been transported to a local trauma center that is in very serious condition. We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time. We have a large area that we have to search. This includes on the surface of the water, subsurface, as well as on the deck of the ship itself. We may be looking for upwards of seven individuals. That's the latest information we have. However, what I will say is the information that I'm giving you right now is as of right now. Over the next 8 to 12 hours, you can expect to continue to see our air and maritime assets functioning out on the water and in the air above. We need to do damage assessment of the ship itself before we can board that ship. And we need to continue our subsurface search, which is including different types of sonar. We have side scan sonar. We have other sonar capabilities here. We have underwater UAVs that we're working with. And throughout the night, we've also been working with infrared technology, both from the air and on the water surface.
That is the Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace there speaking to the press. And as the light is breaking over Baltimore, you can see now the extent of the damage. The container ship is embedded in part of the bridge. The rest of it, the rest of the bridge, you just can't see because it has collapsed into the water right across that vast stretch of water. And in behind that is a very large and important port, which is expected now it's going to be disrupted for perhaps months. We'll have more on that in the next hour of the programme. Now, though, do you have cans and bottles piling up at home, which you keep meaning to bring back to the shop to reclaim your deposit? Maybe you did try, but the reverse vending machine was broken. We're hearing that quite a bit. Or maybe you've just decided not to bother claiming back the deposit you paid at the till. Well, those 15 cent deposits do add up because, according to today's Irish Independent, the deposit return scheme has paid out 1.2 million euro in its first 40 days, but that leaves somewhere in the region of 20 to 30 million euro unclaimed in deposits. Well, I'm joined by project manager with environmental charity Voice Ireland, Colin O'Byrne. Good morning, Colin.
Morning, Claire. How's it going?
Are you surprised by the scale of unclaimed deposits up to 30 million euro?
It seems like a really large number. I'm slightly surprised. Now, we did expect quite a number of teething issues. It's a brand new scheme. It takes a lot of, even though it seems relatively simple, you pay your deposit, you bring your bottles back, you get your deposit. It still, it necessitates a whole change in our behaviour to some degree or other. So that was always going to be an issue. The machines, a lot of them, like anecdotally, just didn't, they seem to be on the blink, a lot of them. Now, I would point out that there are six different reverse vending machine vendors. So some of the reverse vending machines appear to be working fine. Others appear to have issues. Now, I know you were speaking with Kieran Foley, the CEO of Return, a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and he was saying a lot of the issues are down to old stock being brought back, and surely that's part of it. And in fact, come June, when all that old stock is washed out, then all containers will be will have deposits on them. That element of confusion should be gone. But there was still quite a number of machines that just didn't seem to be working or were blinking on and off quite a bit. And I think maybe some people brought bottles, machines weren't working, brought them back, got a little bit annoyed. Other people might be storing up quite a number of bottles and bags. Maybe they're just getting a new system going at home.
That's it. A lot of people will be doing that, getting a new system up and running. But I've been surprised in the last week or so to see that the machines are actually quite busy. I mean, do you think that we've adapted to it quite well in general terms?
I think so. I think the machines that were being a bit blinky, they seem to have got up to speed, a lot of them. And so I'm also seeing that as well. A lot more people bringing bottles and cans. They're a lot busier. I've seen a lot of children getting involved with it now, which is great. Children seem to be really enjoying bringing the bottles and cans back. Hopefully it'll foster some entrepreneurial spirit with them. But really, children are great. Once they buy into a scheme, you know yourself, Pester Power Upwards, they can get the parents to make sure they're doing the right thing with them as well.
That money, the up to 30 million that's sitting there now, I'm sure some of it will be claimed back once people get their supplies ready and take them back to the machines. But there will be a portion of it that is not claimed. Remind us what happens to that money.
So that's referred to as unredeemed deposits, and that's one of the three main funding streams that keeps the scheme, the deposit return scheme, going. So that's to be expected. The best, the most effective deposit return schemes in Europe generally are Norway and Germany, and they hit anywhere between 94% and 95% collection rate, which still leaves, you know, 5 to 6% uncollected. And that, those uncollected bottles, those unredeemed deposits, go right back into the scheme again. So I should say that no one's making money off this. The money goes back in. That's one of the funding streams.
And we had heard here on the programme that there were big issues for retailers with these international barcodes, that the machine wasn't able to read them. Has that situation changed at all?
I think that was really messy at the beginning, and I'm not sure was it communicated well enough to retailers. Certainly took me by surprise. It does seem to be smoothing out a little bit now. I mean, retailers have all my sympathy. They're at the coalface of this, and they're having to make it work on a daily basis. But I do think that a lot of those issues are being ironed out. We were expecting some issues. From my point of view, it was bumpier than I expected it was going to be. But sure, that's how it goes. But the retailers are doing a great job so far.
Mm-hmm. And would you encourage people now who maybe aren't aware of the scheme or have decided, look, I'm not going to bother doing that, to gather the bottles together and take them back? Because it really does add up. And you only discover that as you're standing at the machine and you get your little token back out and you think, well, I hadn't really bargained on there being a fiver in those old bottles that I was going to put into my recycling bin at home.
Exactly. Like, it's a substantial bit of money, you know, that we can... I mean, if people want to throw away their money, they're more than entitled to do it, as long as they're putting it in their recycling bin. But I would encourage them, yeah, to bring the bottles and cans back, see how the machines work, get used to the system, because, like, it is working, it will get better. Given time, come June, more machines, it'll be much smoother again. The only issue then really is looking at those black spots around the country where there aren't any machines and where it is not too easy for people to bring bottles and cans back. I think once smaller retailers see that the deposit return schemes does work, that'll give them the confidence to maybe say, okay, do you know what? I'll get rid of my exemption. I want to be part of the scheme now. And that should facilitate people around the country where it's not as convenient as it is in the cities.
Mm-hmm. How many machine suppliers are there in the country, Colin? Do you know, just going back to that issue with the glitches with the machines that aren't working?
So there's six reverse vending machine vendors. And so quite a number of them, relatively speaking. And so that's they're there. Some have been working better than others, but I think they'll all get up to speed. And in fact, as you were saying earlier, those machines that did seem to be a little bit dicey at the beginning are operating more effectively now.
Okay, because we did have a lot of people contacting us saying that the machines weren't working, and people will have even seen that themselves as they walk past them in the supermarket or wherever, that they might be on the blink. Is that something that was expected as the machine scheme launched?
I don't know. I don't know how. Yeah, but I didn't expect it. Put it like that. I didn't expect it to see bins overfilling with cans and bottles, and the machines saying we're out of order is not something you want to see at the beginning. And like, I think it probably got rid of a bit of a goodwill people had towards it. It's more of a teething problem than I had envisioned that it would be.
Mm-hmm. But hopefully, as you say, those machines are fixed now, or they're getting up to a standard where you can find at least one working in your local area and manage to return, because you do get disillusioned, don't you, if you've been a couple of times
to
take them back.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I had people who were very much in favour of it, and they were getting the hump of me. I was going, well, look, I'm not actually running this game, but they're coming around to it now. So it's just patience and time, and we'll get there and we will make a success of it.
Colin, thank you very much. Colin O'Byrne there from Voice Ireland.